there are quite a number of things which are going to come. But first of all, I would like to thank all the councillors who voted during Zifa elections and congratulate all the members of the board who were elected into this new board led by Dr. Cuthbert Dube and the board members, Tabengwa Hara, John Piri, Gwarada, and Mr. Chihuri. Thank you guys, and we have been bestowed by our councillors to lead this association to greater height. There are many things which we want to do for football. We have got a lot of things in stock, but our first port of call will be to do reconciliation. We should reconcile and bury our differences. Yes, we cannot all of us think the same. The truth is one has to bring his ideas, whether the idea, some might deem it bad or what, but the truth is we'll accept any advice from any football person.
But there's also controversy over the return of Mr. Cuthbert Dube at the helm of Zifa when he's currently involved in the salary gate Pismas scandal. Will this not tarnish the image of Zifa?
I think it's not proper to equate salary gate and football. Whatever you call it, salary gate or you call it what, me, I'm not privy to that. And I will never be part of that. That becomes the someone else's issue. What is key is Cuthbert is the present president of Zifa, and he was elected by the councillors, full councillors for football. Any other attachments to that, we don't take. All what we say is Cuthbert is our president, and it will never change until the next 4 years. If he wants to continue, he might continue. And if he delivers as he is going to do, and I'm very sure, if he wants to continue, he'll keep continuing.
Going back to your mandate as the vice president, the Warriors currently have slipped on the FIFA rankings, and also there's been a lot of Zifa is insolvent at the moment. What are you going to do to try and attract sponsorship so the Warriors can be able to fulfill some of their fixtures?
It is through engagement. The only way we can tackle our problem financially is to engage the stakeholder. It is to engage the people whom we owe money. We will talk to them and tell them exactly what is happening. We will tell the stakeholders that we owe so much, and we owe that one and this one and this one. Some of these guys might even say it's better. And I tell you, certainly we're heading somewhere.